So many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. But it's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all my victory, and the Spirit rises up in me, it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. I trust the hand of God, He shields the flames again, again.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but He said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on, our Lord will show up,
and He will take you through.
Thank the good Lord this morning that we do not have to face the fire alone.
Amen.
And that the Lord is always with us. And so what a blessing that is. You know, in the book of Daniel, the Old Testament, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in that burning fiery furnace. But then King Nebuchadnezzar looked in and said, lo, I see a fourth man loose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as the Son of God. And so we praise the Lord this morning that the Lord is with us in the fire. And by the way, I never read in that portion of Scripture or in the book of Daniel or anywhere else in the Bible that the Lord ever got out of the fire. He is still in the fire this morning. And we appreciate that. I want to welcome everyone to Calvary Baptist Church right here in Powder Springs. And like we do every Sunday and Wednesday, we want to welcome those that's watching by way of Facebook. And that's one of the New Age avenues by which the gospel is sent out to the world. And I want to say that the gospel has indeed been multiplied ever since this pandemic started. And so we appreciate that avenue. And I just want to say this as well. I'm so thankful for the avenues we have for media. We have Facebook Live. We have our live stream audio on our webpage. And we have our own radio station, don't forget. Calvary Radio every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. And so I just want to pause a minute and say thank you for all of our sound men and all of those who prepare each and every service. Could not do it without you. So good to see Brother David Henderson and Miss I was testing you to see if you'd call me out on that. Brother David and Miss Glenda. That hasn't happened one time since I've been here, right at 4 years. But anyway, what a blessing, what a blessing. Today's a special service. We have some very special people with us this morning. And we have my brother with us in the house of the Lord this morning. And while I'm on the subject, let me say 2 times Mr. Georgia bodybuilding champion. Not once, but twice. He reminded me this morning. Back in 2020 when this pandemic started, the gyms were closed. You know, all the fitness platforms were closed. But my brother was hard at work, feeling impressed to bring God glory on a certain platform of bodybuilding, and he did that. And so thank you, Chris, for following through with that and giving God the glory for that. But also we have some others with us. We have my niece Journey this morning, and we have my nephews with us, Gabe, Grant, and let's see, is Key in here? He's in the nursery. What about Colum? Okay, and that would be my great nephew. And so I'm a great uncle. But we also have grandparents here, Mark and Pilar. So good to have you with us. We go way back, don't we? Floyd Road days. And of course, had some really good services there down through the years. And just one-on-one time together we've had. Me and Brother Mark's been fishing a number of times and talking about the Lord and just having a great time. They are family. So good to have you guys here with us this morning. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray in just a moment. We're going to take up offering just after. And we're going to sing. We're going to have a special as well after the choir comes down. I've asked my brother to give his testimony this morning. It's the Lord's service. If there's time after, I'll preach. If not, then we'll preach tonight. But just everyone make yourself at home. Again, so good to have you with us this morning. A few prayer requests to remember. I mentioned Wednesday night that my grandfather was in the hospital and he actually had a leg surgery on both of his legs, I believe it was both. He wasn't getting good circulation, and so they had to put in there, I don't know if it's called shunts or stents. They both start with an S, I know that. But he did good from that. He did good from that because the alternative wasn't good. They were actually talking about amputation. But he did good from that. So I just ask that you continue to remember him, my grandmother, my Uncle Cliff as well. He's, from what I hear, he's bedridden. He can't walk because of back issues. And so remember him. Jack Henderson was in the hospital this past week. He had heart surgery. He had a pacemaker put in. I know that they were getting ready to replace a valve. I'm not really sure what happened to that. But at any rate, he's home now. They did put the pacemaker in. But also they found a mass on his kidney. Miss Jackie had reached out to us, and we've been communicating with her. But remember Jack Henderson in your prayers. Brother David Barker has a niece and nephew, Wes and Jessica. Is their mother? Her sister. How old? 34? 34 years old. Her sister, 34 years old. She passed away this past week, I believe, the week before, thereabouts, anyway. She was on dialysis, and not to get too much in detail, but the port, the tube came out, and she bled to death. A year ago from that, their father died. And so remember that family. Harold Dolph, he's recovering from his heart cath surgery. Ruby Harper is recovering from hers. Ed and Marianne Sandvy, Brother Ed is at home, but let's remember them. And it's good to have Mary Kelly with us this morning. What a blessing. She came in with baseball cards. And y'all know how I feel about baseball cards. And she had a Chipper Jones like rookie card in her pocket. And go Braves this morning. Hey, we're going to the playoffs. And I'm excited about the Braves. Good to see you, Miss Mary Kelly. All right, coming up, Youth Sunday is on the 24th of this month. Looking forward to that. Youth Sunday, the whole day. Brother Brian Busby will be preaching in the morning. C.J. Martin in the evening. You want to preach that night, brother?
When was that?
Youth Sunday. No, the 24th. I did that on purpose. I knew it would get a laugh. And so we're looking forward to that. Come and support our young people, our singers, all of those that are singing, and, of course, our preachers as well. We have two preaching deacons. And so Brian Busby and Brother CJ are now deacons, as you know, but they're preaching deacons. They're preachers as well. So looking forward to that. And then on Halloween Day, which is a Sunday, we're going to have a trunk or treat out in the back parking lot. This will also be our community outreach. We'll be handing out tracts, inviting people to church. And so if you'd like to be part of that, you can decorate your trunk. We just ask no scary costumes. I get scared real easy.
Yes, please. I'm sorry, I don't know if we added that to your stuff. But if you don't want to decorate, anyone who wants to decorate a trunk, obviously the more the better. But if you just would like to donate candy, that would be great too. So we'll have a basket probably next Sunday for you to bring and just put it in there. We just ask that it be all individually wrapped, of course, because we'll use that for to spread out amongst the trunks. So if you decorate a trunk, bring some candy in your trunk, but if you run out, we're going to take up some extra, so we have that as well. So that'll be ready to start putting in the basket next Sunday. Yes, we'll have chili. We're going to do some few pots of chili and hot dogs and candy and fun.
Had to bring up food, so we're going to have food there. Remember that. It's going to be a great time. It's just an alternative to what a lot of people and young people are doing on Halloween in our day and time. It's a great alternative. All right. You glad you're here this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's worship. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We praise you for who you are. We praise you, Lord, for what you do and what you have done. God, this morning we have a tremendous miracle in our midst. There's many miracles here, but to have my brother in service, what a blessing. What a blessing. He's the one that led me to the Lord. So I pray, Lord, that you'd use him this morning. I know there's someone that's here, someone that's watching, someone that's listening, someone on the radio that needs to hear what he has to say. And so I pray, Lord, that you'd use him in a great and mighty way. Be with all these requests this morning. You know who's sick. You know who needs what. We just pray, Lord, that you would be with your people. Show yourself mighty. You've always been faithful. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. Meet with us now in a very mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Choir, would you stand with me? Church, stand with me as well.
Let's turn over to page number 393. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
When we all get to heaven.
choir, you can be seated as well. Again, let me say as well, it's so good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. We have a great group. If you didn't know better, you'd think this church was packed. So don't tell them on Facebook. Y'all sound great this morning. And thank you so much for your singing. Thank you for being here today. What a great day to be in the house of God. Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen. See what I mean? That's good. That's good. We're going to go to the Lord here in just a few moments in another word of prayer, asking God's blessing. But I want to ask you to please also remember a gentleman that works for me. His name is Joey Clark, and he's going through much the same thing that Brother Jack Henderson is, and he's going to have a pacemaker put in on Monday. He's had a very, very difficult past few days, but they've got him kind of stabilized, and they'll do that on Monday. So please remember him. His name again is Joey Clark. We have many prayer requests, many things that we need to remember this morning and carry before the Lord. But aren't you glad we're able to do that? We can go and we can cast all of our cares upon Him. Why? Because He cares for us. He loves us, cares for us. Many times we can't even care for ourselves. God's taking care of us, and I'm thankful for that. But again, it's good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. And let's go to Him again in a word of prayer, asking His blessing on the service, asking His blessing on the offering. And God is just filling this place with this morning. We pray the Holy Spirit would continue to work. Thank you, choir, for the great singing this morning. And we're thankful and look forward to a great message and a great testimony this morning as well. Brother Johnny, would you take us, Lord, in a word of prayer?
Jesus,
this morning, I'd ask the Lord what songs He might have for us today. That first song is much of my testimony, and that is that though we do go through storms, though we do go through the fire, I'm thankful for the word through the fire. And He is always with us, and He always supplies whatever we might need. But if there's another song this morning that might be a testimony for me as well, and I shared a little bit with the choir, shared a little bit with my class this morning, and again, we go through storms, but I have come to find that through it all, as we have sang many times, it still rings true. And that is that He is more than enough. And I've been through enough to know that. Would you pray for us as we sing, "I've Been Through Enough"? When I first began to walk with the Lord, I did not really trust Him. How He longed for me to understand that I could. So through the valley, He's led me, afraid as I could be, till I felt His loving arms embracing me. Why would I ever doubt a God whose hands hold this universe? Why would I ever question His abilities? There's no place that I can go where He does not know the things that trouble me. He's always aware of where I am and just what I need. I've been through enough to know that He'll be enough. Listen, church.
He's loving me. He's loving me. Jesus is all you need.
'Cause I've been through to know that He'll be enough for me.
You pray for the ladies this morning as they sing. We still have one praying in the altar. And I just want to say the invitation is given all during the service. So if you need to come, you come now. Don't wait till the end.
With a popular crowd, and I've been told.
Well, praise the Lord this morning is all I can say.
Amen.
And appreciate Him. And I'm so glad we have what we have here. The beauty of the Lord is in His presence. He's everywhere. But I'm glad He has met here this morning in this place. And what a tremendous, tremendous blessing. Appreciate the Lord moving hearts and coming to the altar. Again, we're on the Lord's time this morning. This is His service. And I do thank the Lord for how He's worked and moved. And let me mention another person that's here this morning that I failed to mention just a moment ago. Mr. Bob Rosine is with us. He is the great-granddaddy as well. And so if I keep going, I may mess something up. So I'm going to leave it right there. But I appreciate the Lord, appreciate what He can do. I want to stop talking now, and if you would, give a round of applause for my brother Chris as he comes around and gives testimony.
Well, I'll try not to cry the whole time. I was thinking, Lord, why did you take my hair and leave Justin's? Like, that's not really fair. So here I am, bald headed. this world can make you lose your hair, for sure. It's been a while, and I feel like I've been on the battlefield in Afghanistan for 10-12 years, and I'm just coming off. It started way back. God was coming after me. I just got out of County Farm Road jail, and they had a jail ministry there, and some people would come in there and preach the gospel to all of us, and something happened to me there, and I got under conviction. I know it was the Holy Spirit coming after me, and I got out, and nothing was the same. I had a girlfriend, and I immediately broke up with her. I said, I don't even want to talk to you anymore, and something's different. And so at the time, I was hanging out with some people, and they were all drinking, and I wasn't drinking. And we were at a bowling alley, and God was really dealing with me. And then there was a beautiful girl there at the time, and I wanted to get her number, but I was too shy. So I told my buddy to go get it for me. And she said, well, if he wants his number, he's got to come get it from me. So immediately I was devastated, and I got up enough nerve to ask, said, hey, I'm Chris. She said, hey, I'm Brandy. And I said, yeah, you live around here? She said, yeah. I said, you mind if I get your number? She said, well, what about you come to church with me this Sunday? And at the time, that's what I was seeking. That's what I was wanting. And so I went to church that Sunday, and over at Floyd Road, and Brother Berman preached the message, I believe, and then I got saved that day. And then God started working in my life. I was in bodybuilding at the time, I started going to church, and God started working on me. And then, of course, Justin, we were living at my grandmother's, and every day I wouldn't preach to him. I would just live the life in front of him. And I think that's very important. There's a time to preach to people, and there's a time just to be quiet and live the life. Yes, and then, so time and time again, day after day, I would just live it in front of him. And one day, and it was a cool day in November, I remember it. And Justin was at the gym. Tupac was blaring in the background. And he said he was just miserable. And he said, Chris, what do I got to do to get what you got? And we went in the office, and Justin got saved that day, November 19th. And I didn't know what day it was until later on. I went home, and I looked at the calendar. I was like, this is November 19th, the same day I got saved on. 2 years prior. And so God began to work in Justin's life. And let me tell you something. Justin, as a brother, and not only brother in Christ, but as a real brother, he's always had a tender heart. And I've always been the hard-headed, mean one. But he, on the other hand, has always been tender and tender-hearted and the best brother I could ever ask for. And I knew God was going to do big things in his life. And So y'all got a great pastor this morning. And so I at the time, I just won the Mr. Georgia. That was back in 2002. But there's a thing in the Christian life where God doesn't want us to have any idols before him. And bodybuilding at the time was my everything. It was number one. I lived, dreamed, breathed, eat, sleep bodybuilding. And God started dealing with me on that. And he said, Chris, I need to be number one. I said, but Lord, I just won the Mr. Georgia. He said, I need to be number one. And so I struggled and wrestled with the Lord on that for a while. And finally, I laid it down and I gave it up. And that was back 2002. And then not long after that, Justin got saved. And I believe that was just a confirmation and a gift from God that I made the right choice. And so I got into Bible college, and we were having good times at Floyd Road for many years. But how many knows that there's an adversary in the world out there right now?
Yes.
And we have a real devil. And the spiritual world is fascinating because the Bible talks about it so much that there's angels all around us. If we could flip a switch on the wall and change dimensions, this whole place, we would see angels everywhere. But also, there's demons. There's fallen angels. And when you start to live for the Lord, you need to get ready because there's an X on your back. And the number one thing that the enemy wants to do is to silence your testimony. He wants to make you shut up and be quiet. He will bring so many things your way that it's unbelievable. So fast forward a couple years, and you know, I want to be real and raw today because this is a real and raw world. And I'm so thankful to God that I got my kids here today. I wouldn't want to be any other place in this world except right here this morning. And I don't deserve to be right here, but I'm glad it's not based on my merits and works, but on Him and His righteousness. So I had a shoulder surgery, and just, so, you know, back in 2010, I believe, 2009. And Satan, the Bible says that there's schemes and strategies of the devil. He has a scheme and a strategy that he's plotting against each of us. And if we don't stay in the Word, in prayer, constantly, like our life depends on it, we may just fall into that trap. So I got on, had a shoulder surgery and got on prescription pain pills. And when you take a pain medicine, it alters your brain. It can take you immediately out of the will of God if you let it, and it can put you on a bad path. And Satan used that to destroy my life at the time. And so a lot of things happened, and I said, well, I'm going to just go back to the way I was, and I'm going to do my life the way I want to do it. And let me just tell you, that don't work if you're truly saved. Because we have a long-suffering God, and He has a lot of patience, but He loves His children. So there's one thing I want to talk about today that kept me in bondage and in chains for 10 years. And that's condemnation. You see, we all make mistakes, and we all fall, and we sin. But what Satan wants to do is to attack your mind and tell you, oh, you did that? God's not going to hear your prayers anymore. Oh, you did that? You might as well give it up. You've been through that? There's no way you can go to God. There's no way He's going to forgive you, look at you. There's absolutely no way. And so for 10 years, Satan poured condemnation on top of my head. And he said, time and time again, there's no way God's going to answer your prayers. There's no way you can go back to God. And eventually, I started believing it. And that's a dark, dark place to be. A saved man out of the will of God is the most miserable place any human could be. It's not the unsaved man. He's having a time. He's living it up. But the saved man that's running from God, it's a very bad place. And so years and years of doing my own thing, I said, well, okay, let me try to fill this void. Let me see. Let's see if I can fill it with money. And lo and behold, I started making more money than I ever made in my life. And $3,000 and $4,000 and $5,000 paychecks a week. And so I said, but at the end of all that, I was like, I'm still miserable. And so I said, okay, well, there's one thing that I used to love, and that maybe that's going to fill my void, and that was bodybuilding. So, and there's nothing wrong with lifting weights, but there is something wrong with making it your God. And so I said, okay, well, it's been 18 years. Let me see if I can come back and do this again. And God allowed it to happen. I made a comeback after 18 years and beat everybody, all the young bucks, everybody in Georgia once again. But that night, I remember after winning that show and going back to the hotel room and sitting there, and I was just still miserable. I was like, well, I thought this was supposed to make me happy. This was going to be fill the void in my heart. No, it didn't. And so the fame, the money, you can try to fill it with drugs. You can try to fill it with alcohol. At the end of the day, it cannot take the place of Jesus. And so, not too long ago, let me say this, that if God can make the world in 6 days, he can do a lot in 6 days in a person's life. And I'm just blown away about what God is doing lately. So for a long time, I tried to fill the void where God belonged with many things. And I came to the end of myself about a month ago. All alone, nobody around. Wives, kids, parents, friends, nobody. Everybody was gone. And I sat there in my living room all alone, and I did not want to go on and live anymore. How many in here has ever wept? I'm talking about truly wept. Have you ever been to a spot in your life where you're just so broken that you don't want to go on? So I cried out, and I said, God, you got to do something, because if you don't, that's it. I can't go on living this way and being this way. And so I made a video of my miserable self that day, and I put it out there on social media as a cry for help. I didn't know what was going to come of it. And how many in here has ever heard of John McAfee? McAfee software for the computer. Billionaire. Well, he has a bodyguard who's a Navy SEAL. And he's a famous guy by the name of Jimmy Watson. And all of a sudden, while I was in my despair and sorrow and all alone, I got a message from Jimmy Watson, the bodyguard of John McAfee. He said, hey, I saw your video and I need to talk to you. And I'm like, wow, okay, sure, I'll talk to you. And he called me and he talked to me on the phone for 45 minutes. And he basically poured Jesus into me that day to the point that it saved my life. And he said, I want you to do something for me. For the next 5 days, I want you, before you look at your phone when you get up, before anything, I want you to cry out to God and pray to him and just simply say, Jesus, do you love me? And sit there and be quiet. Don't say a word. And wait for the Lord to talk to you. So for 5 days, I didn't sleep for 5 days, not 1 week. And I was withdrawing, I was miserable, but I did what I promised that man I would do that. And I did it. And at the end of the 5 days, I felt the Holy Spirit come into my living room. And you know, there's a voice, there's a passage of scripture that says over there, Jesus wept when Lazarus died. And I felt the Lord come into my living room. And he didn't rebuke me. He didn't chastise me. None of that. He sat down right beside me, put his arm around me, and wept with me. For a few days, the Lord, all he did was weep. And then he said, Chris, I'm going to tell you what the issue is. You've been holding on to the past, and you have not forgiven yourself. You see, there's a lot of things that I can forgive you about, and the Lord, I can accept the Lord's forgiveness. But to forgive myself, that's a whole nother issue. And so I kept myself in chains and shackles and bound up because I would not forgive myself. I couldn't believe the things I did. How could I lose my family? How could that happen? How could I do that? So I beat myself up for the past 10 years to the point where I didn't want to go on. And so he come in there and he cried with me for days. And he simply said, let go. Let it go. Let it go. And it's funny how he told me that, because all my life I've lifted weights and I've had this strong grip on weights. That's the number one thing I know how to do in my life, above anything else, is lift weights. And I've always had the strong grip. And Jesus told me, he said, let it go. Let it go. And so for the first time in 10 years, I felt the peace of God come back into my life. And just 1,000 bricks lifted off of me at that time. And then I was like, okay, Lord, I let it go. And I've forgiven myself, and I'm starting to love myself again. I'm not hating the man I look in the mirror at. And then I was like, what am I supposed to do now? And so I'd been taking a lot of different substances, but there's one in particular called Kratom. It's at every gas station on the corner. And I gave it up to the Lord, and I made a video saying how bad the stuff was and that I'm giving it up and this is what I'm doing and this and that with it. And lo and behold, it had 60,000 views to this day and climbing. I have people all over America messaging me, telling me how they are in hell over this substance. And I'm able to not only help them get off of the substance, but witness and share the gospel with them. And my phone is messages this morning, every single day. And so what the enemy meant for evil, God can turn for good. And the biggest thing to realize is that there is no condemnation to us that are in Christ Jesus. Satan will sit there and condemn you, and you'll feel all this guilt and shame, but that's not from God. Guilt and shame is not from God. Conviction is from God, but leads us to repentance. And so the biggest thing he showed me out of all that was, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And we have access to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace to help in time of need. And there will come a time of need when you're going to need it. And so what God has for me now, I don't know. But I know one thing. I'll not be held captive from my past anymore. And maybe there's somebody here that has done something bad. You're ashamed of it. You can't let it go. Let it go. Let it go. God has a beautiful plan for us. But sometimes we got to go through that valley, like the brother was singing. You know, we have to go through the valley. Sometimes we're not going to go around it, but we're going to go through it. But he is the fourth man in the fire, and he will be with us in the fire. Thank you.
Isaiah 61:3, he creates beauty from ashes.
I'm not going to preach this morning. I believe there's already been a lot of preaching done. I will ask Brother Allen and Miss Amanda if you would come around and get ready for that special invitation song. I just want to read you my verses. And tonight we're going to preach the message. Isaiah 61, verse number 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord in the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. This is the text verse, verse 3. To appoint unto them, to give unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. My message this morning would have been this, and will be tonight, Lord willing. God can make things beautiful. And I promise you, that I was not thinking about this service this morning when the Lord laid that on my heart. God put this together. There may be someone here, there may be someone watching on Facebook, that God has rang your number. And if you're with us, you may, I know we've had some respond, but you may want to come this morning and just recommit, rededicate. You may already be saved, and that's great. There may be some who are not saved that are here. There may be some that are not saved that are watching. And I just plead with you and beg with you, let today be the first day of the rest of your life. You listen to the song as they sang this morning. Invitation. Yes, Lord.
Even though my spirit's low, and it seems I can hardly go, but still I see victory. Many times I'm walking by faith and can't see what lies.
I just gotta tell you, Satan, you can't cross the bloodline, because I'm covered by his blood. You may stare and you may fight, but you're gonna lose this battle. Can't cross the bloodline.
Sometimes our battles get hot, and it seems we're fighting a lot, but I remember I'm standing on the rock. So Satan, if I were you, I turn around and I give up too, 'cause I do believe you're bound to lose.
I just gotta tell you, Satan, you can't cross the bloodline, because I'm covered by his blood. You may stare and you may fight, but you're gonna lose this battle tonight.
cause, remember, you can't cross the bloodline. I've just got to tell you, Satan, you can't cross the bloodline, because I'm covered by his blood. You may stare and you may fight, but you're gonna lose this battle tonight. 'Cause remember, you can't cross the bloodline. You must remember, you can't cross the bloodline. Sometimes our battles get hot, and it seems we're fighting a lot, but I remember I'm standing on the rock. So Satan, if I were you, I'd turn around and I'd give up too, 'cause I do believe you're bound to lose. I just gotta tell you, Satan, you can't cross the bloodline, because I'm covered by his blood. You may stare and you may fight, but you're gonna lose this battle tonight. 'Cause remember, you can't cross the bloodline. I just gotta tell you, Satan, you can't cross the bloodline, because I'm covered by his blood. You may stare and you may fight, but you're gonna lose this battle tonight. 'Cause remember, you can't cross the bloodline. I just gotta tell you, Satan, you can't cross the bloodline, because I'm covered by his blood. You may stare and you may fight, but you're gonna lose this battle tonight. Cause remember, you can't cross the bloodline. You must remember, you can't cross the bloodline.
Praise the Lord this morning for who he is and for what he does. I just want to say thank you, Chris, for obeying the Lord. And it's time to do some catching up, isn't it? Our families need to come together once again. Not that we've been mad or separated. Life is busy, but it's time to slow down and stay a while. And so, again, we just hope that you've been blessed by being here. And no choir practice today. We're going to have some specials tonight. And, of course, Lord willing, I'll be preaching this tonight. And looking forward to that. Hope everybody has a blessed and safe afternoon. And I don't know, it just seems like there's something else this morning. I'm not trying to over-spiritualize or be over-dramatic, but it just seems like there's something else. But Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Yes. Absolutely. Please remember my nephew, Chris's son, Kian. And yeah, I'm getting there. Go ahead. That's all right. Sure will. You've been with us before. Yeah, you've been with us before in service. I remember. I think you have. Let's remember this request this morning, two requests from the back. Anybody else this morning?
I just want to say, you know, I don't get up very often, but I felt very impressed by the Lord to say this. For those of us, all of us in this room should have a personal prayer list that we're praying for our family members. And I want to say that if there's a family member that is on your personal prayer list that's been there for 20 plus years, to not mark them off.
Amen.
Don't allow of not seeing any fruits just to mark them off. Continue to pray for them. As we've witnessed this morning, between Justin and Lily and I, in our personal prayer time, we've prayed for Chris for many years, and we've prayed for his family for many years, and we love them dearly, and God is still at work. So when you may have that brother or brothers, as I do, or sister who is so far you feel from the Lord, know that God can use people in their life, in their daily life, in a mighty way to bring them back to Him in their time of despair. And just pray daily that God will put that person in their life. Sometimes it may not be you as their sister or brother. Sometimes it may be, but other times it may be someone at work or at school or wherever it may be, just to keep on holding on to that promise. And God, in His perfect time, and will see them through.
Amen. Prayer works. Prayer works. It may not happen today. It could. It may not happen tomorrow. It could. But in God's time, and it will. Omani, go ahead. Amen. Omani, Monty, recently gotten saved and baptized him the Sunday before last, and four others, and so we're so excited about that. Anybody else before we close? And go ahead, Robert.
Lately,
it's okay.
Reflected me in a way.
Amen. Bless you, buddy. Amen. Journey has something to say. Kevin, would you make your way down here, sir?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Journey. Absolutely, I sure will. I remember the day you came home from the hospital, I held you in my arms. Let me say this right quick before we close. I want to have Kevin close us out in prayer this morning. So Chris and myself, we're brothers, but there's two other brothers that I pray for and we all just love dearly around here. The one that just testified is Robert, and this is Kevin, two other brothers. The Lord has reached out and touched. And with that said, Kevin, I want you to come around and just close us out in a word of prayer. If there's something you want to say, you can. If not, just take us to the throne, brother.
Well, before I pray, I do want to say I want to thank Jesus for helping my brother. I've seen him struggle with a lot of things, and I pray for him all the time. And I don't want to say thank you to the church. I don't want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to Jesus, because I've seen him work in my brother's life, and I've felt him work in my life, and I've seen the way that he can do great things. So I just want to thank Jesus for every person in here and for all that he's done.
Amen.
Dear Lord, Father, I thank you for today, Father. Father God, I thank you for bringing us together in your church, Father. Father God, I thank you for your people. Father God, I thank you for being such a good friend to me, Father God, that when I am alone, I know that I am not alone, Father God, that you are always with me. Father God, I thank you for all these people. I thank you for the testimony that was brought to us today, Father God, that I can see in other people's lives, God, that you love us so much that you are willing to not give up on us. Thank you, God, Father, so much for that, Father. Father God, I thank you for the blood of your son, Jesus, that, Father God, we have a hope, Father. God, I ask that you help us to never forget that, God, we have a hope. Father God, that we have an opportunity to live for you, Father. God, I ask that you help us to never forget the blood of your son, Jesus, Father God, that we may walk in his footsteps, Father. God, I thank you for your blessings. Father God, there are a lot of things that every single person in this church is going through, Father. God, there's a lot of pain and there's a lot of hurt, but Father God, you are the one who can redeem us, Father. You are the one who can give us hope and who can help us. And God, I ask, God, Father God, I beg of you, Father God, that you help us. God, I call upon your throne and upon your holy name, Father God, that you help us, please. Father God, I ask for help for this nation and for your people. God, that we can go out and share the gospel, Father God, that we may pull someone to your holy son. And God, that we may stand before you and glorify your holy name. I thank you for all that you've done in my life and for all the lives around us, Father God. May we walk and may we use your word as a lamp unto our feet, Father God. I ask you for help. And I thank you for your testimony for these people. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done. I give my life to you, Father God. May I walk in your footsteps. And I thank you. May your name be glorified. And may your son be our guide. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So good to have our children's home back with us this morning. And so with that said, you're dismissed. Have a blessed afternoon. See you tonight at 5.